It sounds like that freelancer association is more important than I realized.
We'll have to go over it officially, but from what I've seen, I can't imagine you won't be approved to take on some jobs for us. That said, you know there are limits to what this business relationship can protect you from, right? Working with the agency tends to bring down some heat on those who do it. So taking care of our freelancers is a necessity if we want to keep having them. But that doesn't insulate you from your own actions. If you do something to earn retribution, you'll be on your own.
My stretching done, I made my way over to the door and pulled it open, holding it there so Roderick could pass first. Even if the official testing was over, the interview was clearly still happening, and that meant common courtesy was all the more important.
Trust me when I say that that is the furthest thing from my mind. All I want is to do my job well and keep the people I care about safe.
Roderick narrowed his eyes for a brief moment, then shook his head.
You are either the world's greatest liar who found a way to skirt my senses, or you're telling the truth. All things considered, the latter seems more likely.
He walked over, pausing as he was about to pass through the door.
But you aren't the entirety of your clan, Fred. There are other people in it, too. Parahumans with much more colorful histories and personalities than yours. If they do something to cause trouble, it lands on your doorstep as well. That's part of what it means to be a clan, and that's why most of them keep their members on a short leash.
I trust everyone in the House of Fred with my life.
Good. That's how the head of a clan should feel. Just keep what I said in mind in the decades to come. There will be people who want to join what you've created, some because it offers opportunities they've never had before, but others because they want to tear it down from the inside. You made something new, something different. And that happens far less than it should in our world. How it fares, good or bad, will depend on you, the people you let in, and the choices you make. You're a leader now, Frederick Fletcher. Never forget that, because the people looking to you and at you certainly won't.
Then Roderick was through the door, back into the cheaply carpeted hall lit by fluorescent tubes. I stood in that doorway for several seconds longer, absorbing his advice fully. In truth, I hadn't really planned on founding a new kind of vampire clan. My friends had joined without my knowledge as a show of support. Planned or not, though, it didn't change our situation. And worrying as Roderick's words had been, I was still grateful to have heard them. At least like this, I knew to be wary. Sometimes in the parahuman world, a bit of advance warning could make the difference between success and failure. Even for those of us who just wanted to work as peaceful accountants.